So another example of an organometallic compound is organolithium, in this case here, ethyl lithium. The polarity then, you can see delta minus will be sitting on the C2H5 group, and delta plus will be sitting on the lithium group. So it's polarized. This is our group 1 sitting at delta plus. Covalent bond to the ethyl group, so it's a bond, 2 electrons between the lithium and the carbon. But the electron sharing then pushes most of the electrons onto the carbon. So again, it's a nice way of making a carbon fragment which is polarized negative. So the characteristic of your covalently bound organometallic compound is that like dissolves like would indicate it's going to dissolve in similar sort of solvents. So diethyl ether is a covalently bound solvent, and so these compounds will be soluble in diethyl ether. In contrast, if you took something like lithium hydroxide, it absolutely will not dissolve in diethyl ether because it's an ionic compound. So those slides then on the Grignard reagent and ethyl lithium, I put a big star beside them, they're favourite topics because you have to understand the physical characteristics of these compounds and how they are influenced by the bonding in the compounds. And later in the course, these things are actually used as synthetic reagents, so this is your introduction to them earlier on in the course. This is